Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday the 24th, there I am, it's Friday the 24th of July, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM, underlooking the atrium of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Ensemble Theater season is underway with three plays at the Jericho Arts Center, and we'll meet cast member and UBC theater student Megan Pye. And it's Azuz. Chelsea Haberlin will be by later to talk about the Pipeline Project. This is a new work about activists confronting their own issues with fossil fuels and first world privilege. Plus, our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we'll get started with some music right away. This is Big John Bates. All right, sitting across from me now is Megan Pye. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
There you are. See, I told you the mic would work.
Yeah, perfect. You were on it.
Megan is part of the cast of The Children's Hour, which is going on at the Jericho Arts Center as part of the Ensemble Theater Company's summer series. They've been doing that for about 3 years now, taking three plays and running them in repertory, sharing casts and all that kind of stuff. And you're just doing the one show, though.
Just the one show,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Is this your first year with Ensemble?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about you first. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Vancouver Island.
Uh-huh.
Small town Lake Cowichan.
Yeah.
I've been there since I was just over a year old, and uh-huh. I lived there up until 2 years ago. So it was a big transition coming to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came to Vancouver to go to UBC?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what is it about, like, when did you first know you wanted to be an actor and you wanted to work in theater? And
I didn't actually know that I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
I started out in costume design, uh-huh. and I went to Capilano, and then I was like, nope, not for me, don't want to make the costumes. So I did a technical theater diploma, so I guess I always knew that I wanted to be in theater.
Yeah.
And then I took a few acting courses over there. I was in a show in Romeo and Juliet, And that's when I started to realize, I was like, wow, I could actually do this for a living. I mean, not the best living,
no,
a lot of people know, but that's what I want to do.
Something you wanted to do, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife is a stage manager, and her experience was almost the opposite. She started out as an actor and then realized that person there doesn't have to worry about costumes or memorizing lines, and people do what they say. I want that job.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, we all find our place as we go along.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the play. It's called The Children's Hour, and it's written in 1934 by Lillian Hellman, who was, you know, one of the great American novelists and playwrights of the 20th century. So it's a rather provocative story. Especially for something that was written in the 30s.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
About the story itself.
Yeah.
That takes place, as you said, in 1934 at an all-girls school in a fictional town in Connecticut. And the school itself is run by two women, and they've been friends for years. Mm-hmm. They've just finally started to pay off all their debts. The school runs out of a farmhouse, except there's one girl who is a student at the school who doesn't particularly fit in. She causes a lot of chaos, a lot of trouble. Her name's Mary Tilford.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts a rumor about the two women. And it kind of leads to their downfall in the end. It's a bit of a sad story, a bit of a tragic story. But it's I really appreciate it because it's very well-rounded. It doesn't just put you in the seat where it's all very dramatic. There, it has its light points. Mm-hmm. It is fun.
Yeah,
especially with all the girls.
It would need to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what part do you play?
I play Rosalie Wells. Uh-huh. I play one of the schoolgirls. She's quite young. She's from New York.
Uh-huh.
And she gets roped into by Mary Tilford to actually participate in the in the downfall of the women. She doesn't know it, but
But Mary's the ringleader, so she just brings everyone in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's the experience been for you?
I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw a few of their shows last year. My husband actually works in production for them.
Mm-hmm.
So he was working for them last year. That's why I was able to see them. And this year I was like, oh, I'm going to audition.
Yeah.
I got in, which was fantastic.
Right.
Especially because I'm still yet to graduate UBC. So doing this in between my school years has been really nice. Just to get out of the comfort zone of being with the same, you know, classmates and students and teachers and directors that I know and can be safe with. This was good to get out of that and kind of push me a bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got a great director. Allison Rain is running the show. And tell us a little bit more about who's in the cast.
Absolutely. So the two women who run the show are played by Stephanie Algarisma and Alicia Novak. Those are the two main women.
Yeah.
One of the aunts of the play, she's a very lively character. She's great. She also graduated from UBC, Rebecca Walters.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few girls. I'm not going to name them all.
No.
But
are they all working actors, or are they students, or where do they come from?
Most of them have already graduated school.
Right.
Some have just graduated. We're all from all over the place. So we have people from Capilano.
Yeah.
We have people from Studio 58, people from UBC.
Yeah.
So it's a nice diversity.
Great.
Yeah.
And now Children's Hour is running in repertory with two other plays.
Yes.
One is Frost Nixon with Tarek Leslie as David Frost.
Yes.
And have you had a chance to see that one yet?
I did.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was I had the chance to see both shows on their opening. And Frost Nixon, it was great with their design, the way they direct it, because the theater is in the round, so audience on all sides.
Right.
And Nixon was fantastic as well. Both, like, just the dynamics between Frost and Nixon, Tarek and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. Especially, I'm not much from the generation, you know, when Nixon was in presidency. So going from kind of a blank slate, you know, just seeing what I've seen in film to that, I was quite taken aback by it and the performances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you make any discoveries? Did you learn something that you didn't know before from watching it?
From watching it, I learned more about the whole reason why he left presidency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just again, because I don't have a lot of knowledge on that. I mean, yes, you learn about these things in school, but a lot of it leaves you by the time you're in university.
Yeah.
So
That's fascinating. Because I'm the generation that did live through it.
Yes.
You know, I was, I think I was 10 years old when he was elected
first time for the presidency. Right. And I remember watching the whole Watergate thing was when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and watching him resign, and then seeing the interviews when they came out later, and how it was really quite it was an historic event to have the interviews, because it was the first time that anyone had actually sat down with a president of the United States and got them to open up about themselves. Mm. And to watch that whole thing going on at the time was quite fascinating. So this play, I have seen the film. I haven't seen it on stage yet. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is it's a Jacobean tragedy,
it
right?
It is.
'Tis a Pity She's a Whore by John Ford.
Yes. I saw that one as well on opening. Yeah. I've never seen a Jacobean theater piece before.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of reading the play before I went to see it, so that gave a lot of the backstory.
And for those who don't know, Jacobean just means it was written around at the time of King James I, which is the early 1600s.
Yes. So, and it's a very dark period.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as complex in language as Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more easy to understand, but it is very dark. A lot of people die in the end, a lot of gore, and but the
whores and gore,
exactly. But it's great just seeing again the dynamics of the different social classes, because you see a lot of that in Jacobean, mm-hmm. and the social roles,
and the play itself, the director has moved it to a more modern time.
Yes,
it's also set in the 1930s, isn't that right?
Yeah, and the costumes are beautiful.
Yeah.
I have to mention that. The costume designers for all the shows, they're great.
Yeah.
It really takes you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah, I'm always interested in watching directors taking old material like that and putting it into a different setting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I just went through a production of School for Scandal that was set in modern day in Vancouver.
Yes.
So I kind of had an experience with that, too.
Yes.
But the whole idea of taking the society as it was in the 1600s and moving it 300 years into the future and showing how things have changed, but not by that much. Those cultural dynamics still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I didn't get the pleasure of seeing that, but how was that, if you don't mind me asking?
Well,
you?
that was a pretty cool experience too, because we also did it kind of in the round,
mm-hmm.
and kind of let the audience be a part of the play in a sense. We had kind of banquet seating, and the action went in the middle of the room, but also along the walls and that. So there was a lot of movement and a lot of dynamics going on with the audience. And the whole, you know, School for Scandal is a play where it's all about social status, you know, people who spend their days idly gossiping about everything going around them. And you know, guess what? That still happens now. But instead of being in some rich lady's salon, it takes place in a yoga studio on 4th Avenue. And, you know, those kinds of things happening on. So, yeah, it was a really, really great experience working with that. But we're not here to talk about me. So how do people get tickets? EnsembleTheatreCompany.ca?
Yes, EnsembleTheatreCompany.ca. You can buy tickets online.
Yeah.
Or you can just come in at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So one or the other.
Yeah, and it's kind of a rotating schedule. I remember I talked to Tarek last year when the season started.
Yes.
And it's kind of scheduled so that everybody gets the third night off. So, you know, like, when are you on next?
I'm on actually tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow will be
I believe it's 'Tis Pity.
Okay.
And then Frost Nixon on Sunday matinee.
Right.
And then Children's Hours on again Sunday evening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
And that runs until the 8th of August.
Yes.
Yeah. Children's Hour closes on the 6th.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great. Well, if you need any more information, we have a link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, ensembletheatre.ca, or also the Jericho Arts Center website has information on that. So, Megan Pye, thanks very much for taking some time to talk with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Great. We'll see you soon. All right, now I have to find a song. There's one right there. Thank you.
see the stars. From time to time, we'll fly to Mars. We'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time, we'll disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right. Stars. From time to time, we'll fly to Mars. We'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time, we'll disappear, adding moments to a year. The time is right. From time to time, we'll see the stars. From time to time, we'll fly to Mars. We'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time, we'll disappear, adding moments to a year. The time is right. The time is right.
Full of surprises, I never know just what you'll do, what you'll do. There's no disguising the constant mystery of you. Oh, it's true. Get your picture, I know who is to blame.
That's Curtis Cowan and Flyer. They're going to be playing at the Delta, no, the Sawasan Legion on tomorrow night. What is it? 1835 56th Street in sunny Delta. 26 minutes after 12 o'clock, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Let's take a look now and see what else is going on stage around town. At Performance Works on Granville Island, it's the Carousel Theater for Young People's Teen Shakespeare Program. It's a free show. They're doing Henry V this year, Hank Sank. There's a show tonight at 7:30 and one on tomorrow night as well. And check out the Georgia Strait. There's a nice little profile on that featuring our good friend Noah Hale. At the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock, it's Peninsula Productions' production of The 39 Steps. That's the play based on the Hitchcock movie with our friend Ashley O'Connell in the cast there. And the East Van Comedy Group has at the Havana Theater on Sunday night, as well as Sunday service at the Fox. And not a lot going on stage this week. And then, of course, Theater Under the Stars is going strong with Oliver and Hairspray. So you don't want to check. You don't want to miss those. In the open air at Malcolm Bowl at UBC, at Stanley Park. And then we've got on the big screen, it's a big kung fu action-packed martial arts night tonight at the Rio with Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon, Jackie Chan in Rumble in the Bronx, and then the midnight show is a couple of action indie adventure short films called Kung Fury and Manborg, and those two starting at 11:30 tonight at the Rio. Tomorrow night it's a bunch of naked muscle men. I really don't see the appeal myself, but Magic Might XXL, and then the Rocky Horror Picture Show at 10 o'clock, and then Sunday the new Mad Max movie is on at the Rio. So that's it. That's our local show listings for this weekend. Like I said, not a whole lot going on, but what is going on is definitely worth checking out. There's another show that's happening tomorrow night, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So I will leave you with that. Also playing next week, a guy that we featured last week, a band called The Lunas. They're going to be at the Roxy on Monday night on Granville Street. And then they're also going to be participating in the Roxy Launch Project, which is a showcase of new bands. So let's listen to them. These are The Lunas.
I am not used to being in saying this on some whimsy. I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms, and I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without, 'cause I thought about it and best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess have to do it now, 'cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words are best I've got. Ooh, 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 ooh. But I guess I'll have to do it now, 'cause I thought about it way too much, and these three words are the best that I have got. I love you.
So that's Madeline Reed, well, I guess she's not playing anywhere. I thought she was. It's okay. Everything's fine. We're doing our very first phone interview from the new studio, and I was sort of in a panic trying to figure things out as we're going along. But everything should work now because Chelsea Haberlin is on the line. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Look, there you are. It works.
Yay.
Everything's perfect. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, I can start breathing again. Now, Chelsea, you are artistic director of It's a Zoo,
yeah,
It's a Zoo Theater Company,
producer, yeah,
and along with a whole bunch of other things.
That's right. I have many jobs.
You many hats, yeah.
Yeah.
And but right now you're director of the Pipeline Project.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is a really interesting project. It's been in process for a few years now.
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half that we've been tackling this giant topic.
Mm-hmm. And the topic itself is, of course, pipelines and running petroleum across the landscape and sending it to the coast and all the issues that revolve around there. And you're doing this in conjunction with a couple of other different groups. There's the Savage Production Society and New World Theater.
Yeah, that's right. So it was originally, it's a Zoo and Savage Society are co-producing the project.
Right.
New World Theater came on as associate producers. Mm-hmm. We're also doing it in partnership with the Vancouver Observer because we're using their book, Extract, as kind of our source material. Basically, the project originated out of John Cooper, a well-known local director, was my professor at UBC, and he had come across this book, and he said, how do you feel about the pipeline? And I was like, obviously I'm not down.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, do you want to try to do something about it? There's this great book and it's got this sort of wealth of really amazing interviews. Do you want to try to stage this? And I said, yeah, that sounds like an amazing challenge. How do you dramatize our conflict with oil, our relationship to oil. How do you make that dramatic? So I thought that would be a really big challenge, and a big challenge it has been, for
I
sure.
Bet. Well, tell me a little bit about the book itself, the source material. Is it a nonfiction book?
It's a nonfiction book. So basically it's a book that's made up of a number of interviews that reporters at the Vancouver Observer did around the pipeline. So they went all over the country and interviewed different people who were affected by the issue. And then they also put in there some reporting that they've done on it. So, you know, there's lots of speeches in there by Joe Oliver. There's lots of chiefs that speak. There's written out rallies that occurred. So basically it's a really comprehensive look at this issue and what our country and what our province is doing. Mm-hmm. And we started kind of by tackling that material. And what we found is that we spent weeks just talking about everything that's in there because it's dense and it's vast. And we came to realize that, yes, it's about the pipeline, and the pipeline is a great place to start, but that actually it's about so much more, that our relationship to oil and our relationship to the environment is deep and rich, and that there's a lot more happening there than just the pipeline. So that's why it's taken so long, because at this phase in the process, we've realized, yeah, we're going to talk about the pipeline, but also I need to talk about what it means to know that that global warming is a real thing, that, you know, that that's really happening, and is riding my bike the best that I can do. And Kevin and Kalemia, two First Nations artists that are involved, are really exploring their relationship to the land and how their relationship to the land is different than my relationship to the land as a white person. And there's just so many giant topics that come out of this that are really vital to our lives as Canadians.
Yeah. I like the tagline in the PR material, that the struggling with their own fossil fuel dependency and first world privilege.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. Like there's a part in the play where Sebastian tries to one of the co-creators and the actors in the piece tries to live a day oil-free, and he literally can't leave his bed. Like, you can't get out of your bedroom without consuming oil in some way. And that's a problem, because oil is problematic. Oil is huge. We can't be dependent on oil the way that we are anymore, and yet how do you extricate yourself from that cycle? So that's basically what it is us realizing that, yeah, we're all oil addicts, and what do we do about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a fascinating piece, and you're it's still in process, isn't it?
It is. So what we're doing right now, I'm actually talking to you from the Culch. We have a residency here over this week. They gave us space to just kind of explore our show and to integrate some tech. So what we've done is that for the first time, we actually have the play staged with tech behind it, and we actually have a full script from beginning to end. It's rough, it's a first draft, but it's something that we want to show people because we are wanting feedback. We want to know what people think about this, and we want to have a conversation. A big part of this play is that the first act will be a play, and the second act will be a group conversation. There will be a facilitated dialogue, because we know what we want to say about this, but we're really curious what everyone else has to say about this. We think we just need to be talking about this all of the time as a community. So that's kind of what we're trying to do. So if you want to talk about your dependency to oil, if you want to talk about driving a car, if you want to talk about garbage, we're going to talk about all of it. So come to what we have to say, and then get your own voice in there, and we want feedback.
Yeah, it sounds great. And there's going to be a reception and a barbecue afterwards. And
totally. We fillet a fish on stage.
Woo-hoo!
And then eat that barbecued fish after the show.
All right. You got me.
It's at the
Culture Lab at the Van East Cultural Center, the new blockhouse there. And it's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And you're asking people to pay by donation.
Yeah, it's just by donation. Give a buck, give 20, whatever you want to give. Basically, we just want people to come out and experience our show, give us some feedback, and then have a little feast with us.
Oh yeah, sounds terrific. And we'll link it up. There's a shared link on the Dave Radio Facebook page for people who want to know more about it. But otherwise,
that's
just
great.
Show up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, cool. Thanks
great.
So much.
Thank you, Chelsea. Talk
great.
To you soon.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Up to the facts, I'm just nervous, I can't relax.
I can't sleep, cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, kiss to say. Better run, 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 run. Not saying anything. We're not got nothing to say about my lips are sealed. Say so once, why say it again? Psycho killer, guess you say.
Okay, I'm just we're just having all kinds of fun here today. That's Ray Boulay and Psycho Killer, our old friend there, playing a Talking Heads song there for you. Let's see. Let's take a break. Let's do that. Let's take a break and reset and see if we can't get this stuff working properly here.
Portland-based psychedelic rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra are on tour to support their new release, Multi-Love. Catch them live Sunday, July 26th at the Imperial in Vancouver.
Multi-love.
Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com. Follow Timber Concerts on social media for more info.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall. Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
All right, let's take a look now at our call board. Let's see what's happening in terms of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you would like read on the air, share it with the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. The Gateway Theater's 220... The Gateway Theater's Pacific Festival 2015 has a call for submissions going out right now for their professional development program. They're looking for English or Mandarin speaking actors and stage managers of all stages of their career, either emerging, mid-career, established, wherever you happen to be, they're looking for you. Participants will explore a contemporary English and Mandarin text under the guidance of artistic director Giovanni Tsai, but language proficiency is not required. So this could be an interesting challenge for you. So you want to know more, go to gatewaytheater.com. The deadline to apply is July 31st. Theater in the Raw is holding their general auditions this weekend, and they're doing two productions. They're doing 12 Angry Jurors in November and 5 one-act plays in the spring. And 12 Angry Jurors is, of course, 12 Angry Men, but they are casting all genders, all races, all ages. So anybody that's interested, let them know. Geekenders, our dear friends, are doing their next musical parody. It's called Jurassic Parody, a musical, and it's going to be on in November. Their auditions are happening on Monday night up on Burnaby Mountain at the Forum Chambers at SFU. Actors do not have to be age-appropriate, but if they're funny and have a good grasp of the character, go for it, because this show is a parody. However, the roles of Ian Malcolm, Alan Grant, and the Tyrannosaur have already been cast, but there's lots of other characters and stuff to check out for that. There is a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page for that, or just go on Facebook and type in Jurassic Parody and you'll find it. For the Vancouver Fringe Festival, Amleth Productions is, they've reopened their auditions for Just Watch Me, a time-traveling Trudeau musical by Daniel MacLeod. They're looking for one male, 16 to 22, or one female, 21 to 60. So go for it. Singing is an asset, but not mandatory. You can send your email. You can email your resume to dkmmcleod@telus.net and get in on Just Watch Me for the Fringe Festival. Perry Ehrlich's Showstoppers, which is a glee troupe that appears in concert on radio and TV and at numerous awards, dinners, and galas, are looking for guys ages 14 and older with changed voices who can sing and dance as well as love to perform. You can email your resume to Ehrlich, Ehrlich, at kzelaw.com. And that's on, you can find out more information by looking at Showstoppers. Moving Mirror Productions is doing a musical review called Diamond in the Rough, Scenes and Songs from Broadway. It'll be happening on September 12th at the Evergreen Cultural Center. They're asking for a video audition, so send a video link or YouTube of yourself to artistic director Ryan Phelps at movingmirrorproductions@gmail.com. Langley Players doing Dinner with Friends in October at the Langley Playhouse, and their auditions are happening. Well, if you want to know more, you got to contact Mary Renville at maryrenville@gmail.com. And they are looking just to they're requiring one middle-aged man. So I guess they're almost all cast. They're just looking for one more actor for that play. In Coquitlam at stage 43, it's Men Are Dogs, October at the Evergreen Cultural Center, looking for men in their 30s or early 40s and women in their 50s to early 60s. That audition is on the 29th. And there's a couple of pantos that are not auditioning till August, but they're letting people know they're happening. It's Sleeping Beauty at Metro and Jack and the Beanstalk at the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society. For details on these and other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Well, we got about 8 minutes left, and I think we finally caught up to our lineup here. This is our old pal High Rise Dex and Persian Holiday.
to Tehran. It's too far away. Oh, let's head for West Van on a Persian holiday. There's a glide in your stride, and you like it that way. Or down Ambleside on a Persian holiday. Hey, Ayatollah, let's take a stroller in the West Coast air. Oh, unwrap your hat, you hipster cat, and let down your hair. Well, I've got a plan. Let's do it today. Oh, let's head for West Van on a Persian holiday. He's downright gay. Celebrate Nowruz. Oh, we really cut loose. Celebrate Nowruz. That's a Persian holiday. Put some Western swing into your Persian holiday.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to everyone who's heading out to the Run and Gun 48-hour film competition in New Westminster. Have a great time this weekend and make some great film. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send us your details at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And to keep up to date with local independent performing arts like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
She's a band. I'm sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Welcome to Femme Concept. You are listening to CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territories, the University of British Columbia. This is Eleanor.
Hi, this is Erica, too.
And we are here every Friday from 1 to 2 playing FemCon for you, kicking off the weekend.
Ooh, yeah. We're really excited. This is a very, very special weekend.
It is a special weekend. I thought this weekend would never come, but here it is.
I know.
The track that we started with today was a special one that was called Meaning, and it's by this Vancouver electronic artist, producer, all around really awesome person, Francesca Belcourt. And she was on our show back in March.
I think that was March or April, with Soledad Munoz, with Genero Sound Label. And she was talking about, I remember her speaking about this album being like, it's coming out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they pushed it back a bit.
August 20th, I think, is the release date. It's called Zongs.
Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. And so that was her first. That song came out yesterday, or to this morning even.
Yeah.
And it was previewed on Noisy, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's exciting for her. There's a cool little iPhone shop video, which seems to be a trend.
The I saw the little article thing, and it's like, vertical. She's mastering the art of the vertical film or something, and it's like, yeah.
Actually, it's
I guess it is kind of like a symptom of our times.
The iPhone video is a real thing. So that's cool. So you should go check that out, and I'm sure she'll be doing a big release party or something when her album comes out in Vancouver, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. We will tell you, though, too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Lots of great jams for you today. Some stuff that's happening this weekend, some new stuff that's just come out, some older stuff. Just a real mixed bag of goodies.
A real mixed bag. A veritable treasure chest.
Anyways, we will continue on and talk in a little bit about why this weekend is so exciting and the things that are happening, as we always do.